Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Iraq. Not the first setting that comes to mind, perhaps, for a classic love story.
My only love sprung from my only hate. Too early seem unknown and known to wait. Prodigious birth of love it is to me that I must love a loathed enemy.
Sounds of violence in Iraq there and voices from the 1996 movie Romeo and Juliet, perhaps not so outlandish though. Replace the Montagues with Sunnis and the Capulets with Shiites, and this Shakespearean tale of love conquering hate might just play in Baghdad. Well, this week at the World Shakespeare Festival in the Bard's old stomping ground of Stratford-upon-Avon, the production Romeo and Juliet in Baghdad will play to a global audience. Joining us is director Monadul Daoud, and along with Deborah Shaw, director of the Royal Shakespeare Company's World Shakespeare Festival. They're joining us from the Royal Shakespeare Company in Stratford-upon-Avon. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
Thank you. Hi.
So, first of all, is it outlandish to think that Romeo and Juliet would play in Baghdad? There's certainly been all kinds of non-traditional castings of Romeo and Juliet and other Shakespeare plays down through history. Or is this a natural?
I think it's a natural. Manado, the setting of Romeo and Juliet in Baghdad, is it does it fit?
I think it's perfectly, because when I choose the text, this is first question myself, what shall we doing? Because everybody know the conflict between Sunni and Shia, beginning from 11-3 until now. And I made when I written the text, beginning to written the text, I made the play like a mirror and invite my people to see himself. And I feel that when I saw them with the first performance, when they crying, and I understand my people, that is the reason I go directly and spoke with them directly about our problem, about our conflict. And I don't care to put it to them. To put it, bad people who is like to be this war between a Sunni and a Shia, and who is invited Al-Qaeda, and what they need, and why Al-Qaeda feel it the Iraq it's good place to them in this time, and who is invited Al-Qaeda.
Exactly. I mean, in Romeo and Juliet, it is a story of how all of these external political matters and suspicions among families intrudes on the most natural thing in the world, a love story. Deborah Shaw, I love how Manadul Daoud suggests that the play is a mirror for the people of Iraq to see themselves. Is that what you've noticed in audiences?
Yeah, I mean, I had an amazing time a couple of weeks ago in Baghdad for the premiere performance. And actually, it was at the National Theatre, and it was packed to the rafters, and there were hundreds of people being turned away at the door, lots of young people coming to see it in their 20s, 30s. And they applauded certain lines, they gasped at some, there were people really crying by the end, unconsolably crying, because they were saying it was the first time they'd seen a reality shown to them on stage, and that kind of scale and that kind of standard of work, you know, because Iraqi theatre used to be a real powerhouse, and in with the 1992 it became you know, it stopped, and they're just trying to rebuild it now, and it was incredible. So it had a sort of significance as a piece of art, a secular artistic voice on the, right in the centre of Iraqi culture and in the main theatre. It had a resonance in terms of it's quite tough. It doesn't say, oh, these guys are great and these aren't. It's set up as two brothers in a family. It's never mentioned that they're Sunni or Shia, but it is absolutely apparent. And the story is really about how what the Iraqis want is heroes like Romeo. And what they're left with is actually gun-toting Tybalts, you know, and where are the Romeos and where's the love? And it's a really powerful, quite simple message. But honestly, to be in Baghdad for a couple of performances while people were weeping was an amazing experience. Then my job was to try and bring that work to the UK, to British audiences, to show it, you know, where you don't pick up necessarily those little keys and symbols, but to see, we've brought this unmediated voice from Iraq right into the centre of the UK, into the centre of the World Shakespeare Festival, and it's amazingly powerful. The response from audiences in Britain has been really strong too.
Well, I can hear the excitement in your voice, and for both of you, I have to ask, is there a little bit of Romeo and Juliet in your own story of how you two got together?
No, we're Mercutio and I don't know, somebody else.
You're more the comedy. I see. Before we go, Manadul Daoud, there's a very sad ending to Romeo and Juliet, and I'm wondering if that reinforces a sense of hopelessness that we sometimes find when we speak with people in Baghdad about the future.
Good question. Thank you. That is the reason I put the history teacher in my performance. He's my civilization question, and everybody afraid of than this character. Actually, I mean Montague and Capulet, when
right.
The history teacher talking about the love, about the war, about this conflict, about our future, and he with the beginning he said it's after long time we will feel or understand our catastrophe.
That's beautiful. I mean, love conquers all. It is the theme of Romeo and Juliet, and it's the play Romeo and Juliet in Baghdad, directed by Manadul Daoud, Iraqi actor and playwright, and Deborah Shaw, director of the Royal Shakespeare Company's World Shakespeare Festival. Thanks to you both.
Thank you.
Love struck Romeo.